At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Micah, how hard is it at this point, you know, at 5-9, playoffs look like a real long shot. How hard will it be, do you think, for the group to get, you know, motivated going forward? Or do you think, you know, everybody is watching your film at every game? But, I mean, how do you think this group will handle, you know, kind of being really, you know, close to being out of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely difficult. And I don't think anybody in this building thought we'd be, you know, where we are at this point. But as far as motivation, I just think it's, you know, we're process driven here. We stick to what we do each week, and that's just focusing on winning one game at a time.
And the other thing would be how, you know, you have Philly twice and the Rams. I mean, how difficult does the remaining schedule look at this point?
I mean, every game is pretty difficult. You know, every team in the NFL, you know, brings it every week. It's always going to be a difficult challenge. Yeah, no doubt. We definitely got a tough few games down the stretch here. Just got to go find a way to win a couple of them.
Thank you.
Jordan Renan.
Hey, Michael. What's going on?
How you doing?
Good. Obviously, last year, the Eagles beat you guys three times, including the playoffs. How much, and the talk this year was, you know, we got to get better too. See where we kind of match up with them. How much does that still hold true for you guys as players? And how much do you still keep that in your memory about last year?
Yeah, I mean, whenever it's a division opponent, you know, you want to beat them. And obviously we play those teams twice. So, you know, I think it's definitely going to be a good challenge this week. And, you know, obviously they're a good football team. But, you know, like I said earlier, it just comes down to our process and preparing the right way and practicing well and you know, figuring it all out throughout the week to put it all out on game day and perform well, get the results we want.
Is that playoff game from last year something you personally use as motivation?
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. You know, whenever you get knocked out of a playoffs like that, and, you know, obviously we don't think about the past too much, kind of focus on what's ahead of us, but, you know, that definitely stung a little bit. To get knocked out by a team in your division.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Micah. When you look at the second half in particular yesterday, did you think kind of your defense was kind of past that kind of performance? You know, you guys had been playing well and, you know, getting pressure, stopping the run. There was not a lot of that in the second half. What was your kind of assessment of what went on after halftime yesterday?
Yeah, we just didn't do the things we needed to do to help our team win. You know, played a solid first half. I still think there was things to correct, and obviously that's with every game, but give credit to them. They played a more complete game than us, and yeah, just got to find a way to perform better and do more things to help the team win.
How about, you know, we talk about, you asked a question earlier about, you know, playing these last three games, and it's not a playoff carrot sitting out there. Do you look at it as a chance to, you know, further your foothold in, you know, where you are in, you know, as a starting linebacker in this league, playing alongside Bobby? Do you think you've established something that you think you can help establish even more down the stretch here?
You know, I just try to get better every week, work on my craft, and continue to improve. You know, always focus on the team first and doing whatever I can to help this team be great. But, yeah, of course, just trying to get better and perform well next week.
you think you and Bobby kind of have a good thing going right now together inside?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think yesterday we could have done a lot of things better. Kind of talked about it on the plane afterwards. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're kind of finding our role in this defense. Like I said, still a lot of things to improve upon.
One more quick one. When you guys boarded the flight, there was a lot of stormy situations in New York and New Jersey. Was that a topic of discussion at all? You know, I mean, you know, there was a chance maybe it would, you know, kind of be a rocky flight, you know, were there nervous flyers who were talking about stuff like that?
No, I didn't even, I mean, I didn't even really notice till we're in the air and I look out the window and it's pouring rain outside. So, I didn't really even know what the weather was like, honestly.
It was a fine, you know, descent and landing.
Yeah. There was definitely probably a little applause back there for sure.
There was.
Yeah.
Was it a little bumpy?
A little bit. Yeah. There was some turbulence.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Last one, Tom Canavan.
Hey, Micah, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. I just have a quick question on, you know, the Eagles and their fans. I mean, do you ever have that feeling, I just want to go down there and beat that team? I don't like them. I don't like the fans.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, they have a good culture down there for sure. It's a fun place to play. Yeah. I mean, I think we want to beat every team, but obviously a divisional opponent for sure.